It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's Outdoor Show here on KETR. You know, we've been doing this show now for, I think, 9 years, right at 9 years. Every week I have the privilege of visiting with all you nice folks and talking about the outdoors. Many times we'll have a guest on, you know. But this week I just want to visit with you one-on-one and tell you about some opportunities for you, some way that you can get out and enjoy the outdoors and an outing that I just enjoyed. By the way, Merry Christmas. Can you believe Christmas is almost upon us again? Seems like it was just a month ago we had Christmas last year, but always get excited around Christmas time. To me, well, it's a great time to be with the family, you know, but also it's a time to get out and hunt. I just love the cold weather. Granted, it's a little inclement this weekend, but something about the winter time and putting meat on the game pole is just gets old Luke's heart thumping. I've been that way since I was a kid, and truly I've never changed. It's still it's a special time. And speaking of special times, for gosh, over 20 years, I don't know exactly how long, Ranger Creek Ranch up in Knox County, I've hunted the place. Rennell Scott, I knew Rennell's dad, Galen. It's an awesome place. If you've never been up in that part of the world, it's surprising. The countryside is really surprising. Lots and lots of game up there. But Kenneth Shepherd, a good buddy of mine that I hunt with a lot and just a great friend, Kenneth went up with me and made the trip special. He did all the driving. Gosh, we had a great time. Now, if Knox County, you've probably heard of the Wagoner Ranch, huge Texas ranch. I think it sold a few years ago, but it was for a long, long time under one fence, if you will, perimeter fence. So it's a huge ranch. Ranger Creek is next to the Wagoner. They share a common boundary line. Now, years ago, back in the 60s, I've done a lot of research and done some articles on this. The Wagoner put in some RCP, reinforced concrete culvert pipe, and they stocked javelina on the ranch from South Texas. Well, they took, that's probably as far north as you'll find javelina, but up in that part of the world right now, and they, of course, the javelina bred and spilled over to the Ranger Creek Ranch and probably, I'm sure, other ranches up in that part of the world. But there's a lot of javelina there, and I've got an article in Fur Fish and Game coming out in the January issue. I bet a lot of you've read Fur Fish and Game on a bow javelina hunt we had enjoyed last year. I got a fat boar javelina, big one, and believe it or not, javelina can be good eating if you cook them right. They really can. But we were targeting a hunt for the first time ever in Texas that you could use a big bore air rifle to hunt with. So big game in Texas is deer, of course, javelina, pronghorn out in West Texas, turkey, you know. Turkey's not really a game animal, of course, but it's, you can harvest turkey with the big bores, with air guns this year, certain air guns that are powerful. Now, I hunt with a Air Force Air Guns Texan, folks. You've heard me talk about this a lot. It was the first production big bore air gun, and today it's the standard. It truly is. It develops up to 500 foot-pounds of energy, and I use a big 350-grain bullet that's made by Hunter's Supply. And I've killed a lot of exotics, well, maybe not a lot, probably 5 exotics and a bunch of wild hogs with this bullet. Now, Hunter Supply came out with a hollow point that I used on this hunt, very effective. I may be switching over from my 350-grain to the hollow point, but that's yet to be seen. It shoots good and it works well. It performs well on game. That much I know. So the goal on this hunt was to, I didn't care if I killed a javelina or whatever, or if Kenneth and I got, whatever we got would have been fine. Doing some more articles, and I needed to hunt. I had yet to take a game animal with a big bore air gun. So after the hunt, long story short, we put a nice doe, white-tailed doe, on the meat pole. So, you know, my mission was accomplished. You know, I think it may help a lot of you to learn a little bit more about Ranger Creek Ranch. Now, Ranelle Scott, the owner, the manager, she runs the show up there. Ranelle has come up a few years ago with a novel idea that I really like, and it's gone over well. She calls it her mini deer leases, or mini hunting leases. Now, by mini, she's talking about you can make arrangements. There's several nice homes scattered on this sprawling ranch, and Kenneth Shepherd and I stayed in one of them. So you've got some guys together, gals, family, whatever, that doesn't have a hunting lease. They want to go hunting. Well, you make arrangements to stay in one of these houses. You hunt feeders that have been running for a long time. Food plots are set up. You've got a hunting lease of your own, if you will, to go. You drive yourself to the stands once the ranch foreman there will show you, or Renee will show you where you're hunting. And you've got your own mini hunting lease for 2 weekends a year, 5 weekends a year. If you want it to be a hog lease, you make arrangements for certain dates. That's your spot. You go up there and hunt it. But it's really kind of neat, a neat concept there that Ranelle has come up with and very popular. Back to the javelina. If you've never hunted javelina, or if you think you have to go all the way to South Texas to hunt them, that's not right. Healthy. I won't say you'll just go out there and shoot one. You'll have to hunt and find them. But corning the roads is a very, very effective way of getting javelina out of the brush. They'll hit that. There's a truck up there. They've got a slinger that throws corn, and just make a long. The guys bait it up, bait the roads up, and that gets the javelina out. You know, and then you can. They're very stalkable on a javelina, or I killed one with a bow last year at about 15 yards. Jeff Rice, my buddy, and I were up there hunting. But javelina are really good eating. Now, they do have a musk gland at the top of their back, but when you skin them, you don't have to worry about it. It comes off with the hide. And I honestly consider javelina meat somewhere between venison and wild pork. It's very lean, but Bob Hood, my old buddy that was the late Bob Hood that was a writer for the Fort Worth paper years ago, exposed me to eating javelina, and what you hear about them not being good eating is not true. Take it from me. But Kenneth and I, we had a great time. To me, cooking, eating around the camp is a big deal. I like to have meals, especially even in tent camps, you know, bring the stove and everything where you can cook. But we had meals like sweet potatoes and broccoli, and we actually had some dough tenderloin. We kind of sauteed that in a cast iron skillet with some, the broccoli and the potatoes there. And very tasty. So we had a good time in the evenings, turned in by about 9 o'clock, up at 5, you know. Sandhill cranes were all over that part of the country. Ranelle has got a tract of land that's a wetland during wet periods like we have right now, and it's loaded with geese. And I heard all those cranes. I know that's where they were heading. We didn't go to that area. We just went, you know, we were hunting the draws down in the cedar breaks. And the way that country is, when we say cedar breaks, you would never know the cedar breaks were there if you were driving, just say, around Seymour, or the little community is Vera, V-E-R-A, where Ranger Creek Ranch is located. But you'll see a lot of farm and ranch land flat. And then you have a steep drop into what's called the cedar breaks. And it looks... It's some of the most rugged country. You'd wonder how the Native Americans ever got through there, and I'm not sure they did. They might have camped down in there, but it's really, really rugged. Now, the ranch, Ranger Creek Ranch, has roads through there, and they keep them up. You can drive a Well, unless it was real wet, you could drive just a standard pickup just about anywhere. We didn't have any trouble getting around in Kenneth's truck, but the area, it's a lot of cedar down in there, of course, and just you just almost have to see it to believe it. You'll think all that country around Knox County is flat until you hit the cedar breaks. But the Ranger Creek also has a nice lodge. They have events, you know. Working ranch has got to pay the bills, so they have a nice lodge there, and they have Rennell has events there on the weekends and parties and stuff like that. It's a neat place to visit. A lot of activities other than hunting that goes on right there. You know, usually game that I harvest, deer, hogs, whatever, you hear me talking a lot about making sausage and jerky and, you know, processing. I usually process the meat myself, but occasionally I will go by Kubi's. You probably heard of Kubi's game processing in Dallas out there on near Mockingbird and Highway 183. Kubi's been around, gosh, years, since the 30s, I guess. But they do a great job on processing, and I kind of splurged on this deal. On the way home, we dropped that big dough off there at Kubi's to get some. They make a fajita sausage, fajita smoked sausage, and I can't duplicate it. I'm a pretty good amateur sausage maker, but that fajita sausage that Kubi's makes, my gosh, it's unreal. So I took the whole dough, which was, I imagine, actually by the time it's all boned out, probably, I'm going to guess, 30 pounds of boned out meat, maybe a little more than that, maybe 35, medium-sized dough. But I'm going to take all that and have 9 pounds of chorizo, which I love to take chorizo on campouts and whatnot when you're on hunting trips. That and some eggs and some flour tortillas and a little hot sauce, and bingo, you've got breakfast, you know. But I'm going to take they're going to make 9 pounds of chorizo. They make that in pound and a half sticks there. It's a fresh sausage, you know, probably have had chorizo. It's not smoked, and you just fry it up, and you've got your sausage. But they're going to make 9 pounds, and the rest of that meat is going to be turned into those fajita links, and I am really, that's going to be a good way to round out the winter on these hunting trips, taking those fajita links. I've got a feeling my cooler will probably become very, very popular. But folks, we're just about out of time. On our website here, KETR, on our outdoor show, I'll post the Ranger Creek Ranch link. It's just simply rangercreekranch.com. It'll help you if you're looking for a place to hunt, or you haven't, you know, if you don't have a good place to go hunt, and I'd like you to learn more about it. It's been a special place to me for, like I say, well over 20 years now. The big catfish are biting at Tuwakini. David Hansen keeps me well informed. He is hammering the big catfish out there. Down at Lake of the Pines and Fork, Seth Vanover, another buddy of mine that guides on those lakes, says the crappie are going really good. He's catching some big crappie there at Lake of the Pines. And, of course, Lake Fork is, everybody knows how good the fishing is there at Lake Fork for crappie. We are just about out of time. I want to say Merry Christmas again. I've kind of rambled today without a guest, and I've enjoyed every minute of our visit. Remember, catfishradio.org. You can go there and email me through the radio website. My email address is right there. Give me a holler. Let me know what's going on in your neck of the woods. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at KETR.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.